You are listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger. I am your host, Rocky Bones, and I am joined tonight with Christy, aka Adorable Chris, who is a paparazzi independent consultant and jewelry vendor. Is that correct, Christy? That is, yes. What's going on? How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Good, good. Now, what do you do with this paparazzi jewelry job? How do you do it? What do you do?
I go on Facebook Live and I just show a lot what I have.
Okay. Now, how much does the jewelry usually go for, price-wise?
$5 each.
Okay. Everything's $5?
Yep.
Wow. That's impressive. Now, do you have like a website, or how could people go and find you if they wanted to watch or buy from you?
They can friend request me on Facebook.
Okay.
Or I can send them a link to my store that I have.
Okay. Would you be able to give me the link after this and I can put it in the description? Would that be possible?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. So yes, it is just another weekend. It's a very quiet day today for me. How about you? What did you do today? Did you do anything exciting?
Nothing exciting.
Nothing. So you're like me, just kind of hanging out.
Just chilling.
Chilling. Nice. Nice. I don't normally do this, but I came up with some, I guess, questions. Weird, not necessarily weird, but just questions just to ask, just to get the flow going. So I'm going to ask you questions and let me know what you think. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? Strange question, huh?
You don't know.
If you were to get into a fight, what song would be the soundtrack to that fight?
It would be Michael Jackson, Bad.
Nice, nice. Good, good answer.
Or Beat It.
Beat It, yes. Another good one. if you could ask advice from any historical figure, who would it be? And what would you ask them?
I don't know.
Like, if would you want to talk to, like, again, Michael Jackson? And if you could talk to him, what would you ask him? Would you want to talk to Jesus? Abraham Lincoln? Who would you want to talk to? If you could pick anyone, living or dead, who would you want to talk to?
Probably Michael Jackson.
Okay. Is there a particular question you would want to ask him, or do you think you would just kind of want to just talk to him?
Probably just talk to him.
Just talk, kind of just hang out and get to know him?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. If you won the lottery, what would you do with it?
I need a new car.
New car, nice. do you have any, are you afraid of anything? Do you have any phobias?
None I know of.
No? You're not afraid of spiders? You're not afraid of snakes or anything like that? Heights?
Well, if it's a big spider, I would be afraid of.
Big spiders, awesome. Yeah, I'm not a fan of bugs in general. That's I don't know if I would say I'm afraid of them or if it's a phobia. I don't like things that can bite me or kill me. So, poisonous animals and poisonous bugs are my phobias, I guess you could say. So what else is going on? What interests you? What do you like to talk about? What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to watch movies.
You like to watch movies? Okay. What is your favorite movie? Do you have a favorite movie, actually?
IG4.
Okay. What is that about? I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's that movie, Independence Day.
Oh, okay. All right. I know what you're talking about now. Independence Day, Yeah, nice. That is a good movie, actually. And I know you're into Michael Jackson. Is that like your all-time favorite music? Is that, or what is like the genre of music that you usually go for?
Just
70s, 80s. Nice. Now we'll get a little bit serious now. You've mentioned that you have a cochlear device. Do you want to talk about that?
There's not much to say about it.
No. obviously you have it because I guess you are or were deaf. Like what caused you to have to get it? Were you an accident? Were you born deaf? What's your story?
When I was little, I think I was about 4 years old, and I started going deaf, and I think I just caught a virus or something.
Oh, wow. Wow. Do you remember being able to hear at all?
Don't even remember.
You don't. So this whole situation, you're pretty much 100% comfortable with. You don't remember being able to hear. This is how you are, and everything's normal for you like this, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, I have issues. I've always had issues also with hearing loss, and I had operations and stuff almost every year for like the first like 14 years of my life. So I kind of know the whole situation, but like, do you have to charge the device, or is it always on? Do you turn it off when you go to bed? How does that work?
I wear it most of the day, and then I take it out and don't charge it. I just put it in a dry box so it keeps the moist out.
Okay, so you can actually remove it. I did not know that. That's interesting.
When I take it out, I hear nothing.
So you hear absolutely nothing. I can't imagine that. Like, for me, if I'm sitting like in a soundproof room, I still hear like a ringing or like a white noise. I can't imagine, like, you don't hear any of that, like nothing. Wow. That's, I can't imagine not, oh my God. But I'm assuming when you're sleeping, then that's probably the most peaceful sleep anyone can get, if you can't hear anything around you, like.
Yeah, it's really peaceful.
Or if someone's nagging you or being a pain in the ass, can you just turn it off and just ignore them completely? Oh, that's awesome. So okay, so then you turn it off when you go to bed, right?
Yes, I do, yes.
Oh, you do. Okay. So, do you just wake up naturally on time, or do you have someone wake you up, or is there some type of alarm that does actually wake you up?
I just wake up at my normal time.
So you have a natural alarm clock in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So... Do you actually listen to the podcast I do, or do you just come to the gaming with Rocky thing?
Gaming.
Just the gaming. Yeah, I know, that's the more entertaining one. That's the one where I get drunk and do stupid shit. Well, I appreciate you coming in and watching and talking with me and everyone. You are a very good person. You're a very nice person, and I like having you around. And I appreciate you coming here on the podcast and putting up with my weird, stupid questions. But yeah, I think we will end it for now, and we will get your information out, and hopefully people will send you friend requests and hopefully order some jewelry from you. And like I said, I'll put all your information in the description. But yeah, what did you think? What did you think of this experience tonight? Did you have fun, or are you still a little nervous?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, maybe you can start your own podcast. How about that?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on. You have a good night. Maybe I will do a little bit of gaming with Rocky in a couple minutes, and maybe I'll see you there.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget, send me all your information so I can get it out to the people.
Will.
All right. You have a lovely night, Christy. It was really nice talking to you. And you've been listening to Punk Rock Cheeseburger. You can find us everywhere on the internets. Have a lovely day, evening, and or night. Bye.